And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
bulge.
Okay. And if you have a shirt that's not sanforized, if you wash it in real hot water, it'll
shrink.
Okay. So you might say, the shirt I washed yesterday
shrank.
Okay. And everyone I've washed has
shrunk.
Okay. Let me see. The women used to carry around a little leather thing like this with a clasp on top to keep their change in.
Mm-hmm.
Call that a
change purse.
Okay. And then the bigger thing they put it in is a
pocketbook.
Okay. And the thing they wear around their wrist is a
bracelet.
Okay. And around their neck?
A necklace.
Okay.
Or a chain or
okay. Or you might say it's a string of
pearls or okay. Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Then the thing a man wears to hold up his pants
is a belt.
Okay, and in the old days they used to wear a
suspenders.
Okay, and you ever hear any other names for suspenders? Old fashioned names?
No.
Okay. Clothes that are funny looking. If they really look funny, you'd say those are really
odd.
Okay. Or any other words?
Unusual.
Okay.
Stupid.
Okay. Let's say they were really in bad taste. You'd say those are really...
I'd say they were tacky.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
Okay. And there's sometimes a large thing like that that's round-shaped that goes, that's not just in one place, but on a double bed, it's in both places. You know what I mean?
A headboard or...
Okay.
I'm not...
Bolster?
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay. If a bolster went from one side of the bed all the way to the other, you'd say it went what?
All the way over.
Okay. Would you ever use in that circumstance, let me see, if I threw, let's say I somehow was able to throw a stone all the way from here, all the way out to on the other side of the field out here,
mm-hmm.
You'd say I threw it what?
Okay, if I were telling someone about you throwing a stone, I'd say he threw it completely across the field.
Okay. Would you ever use in that kind of context, would you ever use slam across?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Have you heard it?
Yeah, I've heard it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you pretty much don't use it yourself.
No, I don't use it myself.
Okay. Let me see. If you go to visit some... you getting worn out?
No.
If you go to visit somebody's house, and maybe there's a bunch of kids along with the family, and they don't have enough beds to stay overnight, to sleep in overnight, mm-hmm. on the floor for the kids, they might make up a
pallet.
Okay. Another farmer question. Some low-lying land along a stream. You call mm-hmm. that?
Lower 40? I don't know. I call it creek bottom.
Okay.
Or something like
creek
that.
Creek bottom. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what if it's a little bit higher than that, but nice grassy land? You call that?
Plain.
Okay. A place... usually near a creek or a river where there's lots of water.
A creek bed.
Okay, but then there are places that are sort of large, and there's water standing in the land.
Pond.
Okay. But I don't mean an organized body of water like
yeah.
that. I mean, you know, like where there might be trees growing there, and you can't
find a swamp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then down near the ocean, where the water comes in,
mm-hmm.
and they have grass that grows there,
yeah.
you call that the...
an inlet or a marsh.
Okay. Let me see.